are here at the 2018 AXFI in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it's a really nice day outside.
It's gorgeous.
As opposed to the last time I was here, I think in April, and it was like 10 degrees outside, but now it's absolutely gorgeous out there. We are here with Keith Waterman from Bank BI. How are you, Keith?
I'm doing very well. Good to be here.
Yeah, hey, thanks for stopping by our little studio lounge here we have set up here at the AXFI conference, and I think Brett King is in there right now doing his keynote via Australia, so pretty cool.
Keynote being done remotely.
I know, exactly. Only at AXFI would they do that, you know, would they? So, hey, let's give us a quick, I'm going to give you a quick plug on Bank BI. What are you guys all about?
Well, thank you. I mean, we're very excited to be here, very excited to be part of the OnApproach family. We've launched in their app store, actually, this week. So we've been working with OnApproach for about a year and a half now. We have several clients that we've been working with them on. As a company, we're a UK-based company, which is interesting, probably from this perspective, to say, why is a UK-based company coming over to a credit union conference? Well, we actually have over 70 clients using Bank BI globally in 40 countries. So,
oh my gosh.
Interesting. So we have about 5 clients here now in the UK, in the US. Mm-hmm. So we've actually broken into the US marketplace. We're also working within the community banking space in addition to the credit union space. Okay. We're also, in addition to credit unions and banks, we're also working in the microfinance industry, which is another very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. In fact, our largest client is an organization called Vision Fund, which is part of World Vision, which is the largest children's charity in the world, and they operate our system in 32 countries. So it's very exciting to be here. We're very excited to break into the U.S. market. I'm an American, but I've been based in London for 26 years now.
Oh, wow.
And it's always great to be coming back to the U.S.
Hard to keep the American accent, or adjusting pretty well?
I guess I've gone back and forth on the use of different different expressions. So if you want me to turn into a little bit of an English accent, I could probably do that. I have 2 daughters that are full English accents, and they think they're orphans.
Well, tell us about Bank BI. Bank BI, what do you guys do specifically for credit unions in this case?
I think it's interesting. It's, in this day and age of kind of how you name a company, banking business intelligence. We were born in the cloud about 4.5 years ago. So we're an Azure-based organization deployed in Dublin, overseas, and deployed here in Texas for the U.S. market. I think our mandate is really to, looking at a credit union today, we think there are 2 sides of a credit union. One is to help run the credit union, and the other one is to help grow the credit union. What we mean by run the credit union is that we're delivering what we call performance management and analytics, which really starts at the C level, from the CEO down to the CFO, down to the branch managers and the loan officers, to give you a daily view of how well are you performing against your budgets, against your plans, and against your forecasts. So it's not just about reporting. It's about giving intelligent information, results, actionable information on a timely manner, delivered from the C-level down all the way through the organization, to help them look at their efficiency gains, to look at monitoring a risk around their credit portfolio or about their loan portfolio deposits, really helping them to be more efficient in running their organization. That's really the mandate behind Bank BI. So the key word for us within analytics is we are a performance management application.
Gotcha.
In essence.
And you guys have one of your many clients is here, Ideal, and hopefully we get to talk to them.
Yes, hopefully, yes. I mean, Dennis Bauer, who's EVP and CFO of Ideal, has been working with us for about a year and a half or so. He's been a big advocate. I think what you'll hear from Dennis is that we've driven out a lot of efficiency gains, a lot of productivity gains within the organization, and a lot of timely information. So this information is not only being published downward within the organization, it's being pushed upward to the board and to investors.
Okay.
So really this is all about giving kind of actionable information, timely information, which inherently was normally something that you'd get at the end of the month or end of the quarter. The information was in Excel spreadsheets. The key now is how can you make this information readily available, actionable, understand why something has happened. In a lot of the technologies out there, there are a lot of dashboarding technologies, and it's easy to look at Bank BI and say, well, yes, you do dashboards, but it's actionable dashboards, and it's ability to drill through the information and understand why something has changed. So you might say that your return on assets, your return on equity has changed, but it's important to understand why is it changed. So you want to be be able to drill through and understand at the income statement, at the balance sheet, at your loan portfolio, your deposits, why has something changed?
Right.
Now, the interesting direction that we're going as an organization is we're looking at things of more predictive analytics in our own right. So typically in performance management, you're looking at trends and historical information. You're looking at a daily movement of your instruments within your bank. Mm-hmm. But you want to start looking forward to say, what if? Mm-hmm. What if I merge with an organization? What if I run this sales campaign? What if I run this particular promotion mm-hmm. out there? Is start to do more what if simulations about forecasting what you could do to help grow your business mm-hmm. as well. Although I did say that our main emphasis is about running the bank, but what we do is we will interact with other technologies which are looking to help grow the bank, but ultimately it all has to be measured back at the income statement balance sheet of your organization. So if you're going to run a CRM initiative or a Grow the Bank initiative, mm-hmm. ultimately you still have to come back to how is it helping you run the bank? What's the performance measures? Was that a good thing to do? Offering that product at that interest rate, did that actually make me more money mm-hmm. or did it not make me more money? So what we're looking at now going forward is to get involved more in budgeting and planning, getting more in forecasting and do more modeling of how you can help you grow the bank as well.
Okay.
The other areas that we're getting involved with is you're hearing a lot more about voice and things Alexa and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're actually showcasing our first example of today, how you interact with Bank BI is that we're a cloud-based technology that runs on tablets and desktops and phones. But we want to now get to a new level of interaction, which is where you could start asking Bank BI questions.
Mm-hmm.
That information is all there.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we can envision you, a CEO and a CFO, walking in the morning over breakfast mm-hmm. on their phone or on their tablet and say, give me my financial playbook for today. And that information could have been in a spreadsheet or it could have been within Bank BI.
Right.
But what we're trying to do is really bring it to the surface very quickly and say, well, here's Alexa, what's my financial playbook for today?
Right.
And they say, well, my return on assets has done this, my return on equity has changed, this is what's happened to my positions and earnings. So really kind of be more interactive with the system. And we think this is quite exciting now, is to really bring all of this information that we have brought together in a more traditional interaction, which is a menuing through a dashboarding and PCs and so forth, to bring to a new level of voice. I think the voice is going to be a big driver going forward.
This is the year of the voice, I think.
I believe so, too. I mean, I think it's important is to not make it gimmicky. I think the key right now is I think what we have in our model is that every one of these metrics and measures are all contained in our data model.
Mm-hmm.
All we're doing is exposing those things through an open API so that things like Cortona or Siri or mm-hmm. Alexa really can start interpreting our information that's already there.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuggets of information that are already there, but making it more readily available to the executives in your organization.
Is this what you have planned for Ideal as well? I mean, I'm sure you've been helping them out quite prevalently.
I haven't told them yet.
Surprise!
I saw Dennis a few moments ago. So I think we're here to kind of talk to people about their feelings about voice and more what we call augmented intelligence and the concept of financial bots and so forth. I mean, there's a lot of exciting things going on in that space, but it's a journey.
No doubt.
It's absolutely a journey. So the other thing that we're launching today, within our product, we have what's called financial performance and what we call banking performance.
Mm-hmm.
The financial performance is really looking at it the lens of a CFO, of looking at all the financials within the organization, income statement, balance sheet, and so
uh-huh.
forth. The banking performance is where we move beyond the financials into the banking products, from a loan officer, a branch manager, channel analysis.
Uh-huh.
Again, these are all about the measures, about helping you run the bank and be more efficient and help you to get more access to that information.
I have a question for you
because
this is, this is what I do.
Okay.
I ask questions. But anyway, that's kind of redundant there. But how do you convince a credit union to do some of the things that you just described, the voice and all that type of stuff? Because right now, for a lot of folks, this is still kind of science fiction. You know, how do you kind of bring it into a reality for them?
Yeah, I think the voice is a part of a journey right now. I wouldn't say we're out there heavily promoting voice at this point in time.
Well, things like that.
But I think what it does, it just shows the power of the data itself
yeah.
and power of leveraging a new new level of interaction. I think we're still on this journey where we're helping improve the efficiency gains in an organization, especially in the office of finance. There's no doubt we're taking away a lot of the hard tasks involved, which typically have been done in Excel or done in a very manual process. So we're still doing a lot of block and tackling where a lot of this information is still done manually today, or it's inefficient in how long it takes to produce this information. The concept of moving everything to a daily view is still not happening in most unions out there. It may be more intuitive and then people know what is actually happening. But right now we're giving kind of that daily snapshot, that kind of almost a daily P&L of your business on a growth. So I think we're in this journey right now where, you know, I think if you look at grow the bank and run the bank, I think the challenge these credit unions have today is where do they start this journey? And we like to think that we're doing some of the real hard block and tackling stuff that is done in Excel, is done in reports that are quite dull and flat and non-responsive out there, and doing it quickly. So the concept behind Bank BI is that we're an Azure-based deployment. We're a multi-tenant application. We've been that way from the beginning. And through integrations through OnApproach, we can easily turn clients on in days. Literally in days. So I think the whole view of agility and taking the friction out. So in a lot of technologies that are being offered, even at this event today, there are a lot of services-led engagements where it may take a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months to get something up and running. We wanted to flip it, it's on its head, where Bank BI could be rapidly deployed and deliver an ROI in less than 1 year. Make it easy for people to make a decision using our technology. So the key for us is integration. Working with OnApproach is an incredible way to do that. If we can get that integrations right, we're a prepackaged applications available out of the box that people can start using tomorrow.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I think the bottom line here, efficiency, right?
It's efficiency and productivity gains and really giving the vital information. We taglined our company back 4.5 years ago, and I still think it exists today. New thinking is our first two words. The other one is real answers. And the key word for us was real answers, not just giving answers or giving a number, but really putting that into context of how we can help them run their institution or credit union.
Right. There's a lot of trust involved there. When you have those real answers, like, okay, now we can really move forward.
Trust is an important one out there because, it'd be surprising enough, a lot of people are working on data sets that are not reconciled. And not trustworthy data. Part of what we do in our product is that we 100% reconcile the data in our data model that comes from a general ledger from the core into our product. So 100% can guarantee to our organization that when they're making these decisions and looking at our data and looking at those real answers, that they can trust the data that's in the system.
Well, great message to end on. I can't wait to talk to Ideal if they're open to it. Would love to talk to Ideal, see what you guys have done for them.
And thank you for spending some time with us, and thank you for giving us a time in the U.S.
Anytime. I mean, you guys flew a long ways over here, so come on over.
Anytime. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, man.